Okay, let's go. All right, Chevra, Zer Kodesh, the Heilige Rapshis of Rav, his Yurtzeit is Mitzvah after Pesach when we get back. So we'll make a special lula for him. See how we go. Zer Kodesh, yeah? So he has three beautiful Torahs. Like we'll read them. So he goes through the Seder of the Agada, right? Kadesh, Ruchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. So he starts by saying, just he has a couple of Torahs, and why is it called Kadesh? Right? Meaning that, just we mocked him, you have a lot of different words we use for, we use Kadosh, we use Kodesh, and Kadesh, Kedusha. So he starts like this. He starts, why is it called Kadesh? Have a listen to this, you're unbelievable Torahs. Yeah? Ode. Yesh be'ef sharp b'mash eischil seder Kadesh. So again, why do we start the Seder with Kadesh? Baal misader ha'agadah, Ramaz lanu. First of all, who wrote the Haggadah?
Careful.
We don't know.
No one knows. Some say it was Eliyahu Navi.
Making up things.
Baal misader ha'agadah, Ramaz lanu.
So he just inserted himself at some point just to like have everyone open the door for him because he made himself.
I'm the boss, you know?
Selfish.
Baal misader ha'agadah, Ramaz lanu. Be'ezim midas ha'yonos, hayah ha'neis b'tiz tzvayim. So he's Meramis to us, right? Next person to look over there is that tonight, yeah? So let's go. So it goes like this, Chevra. No, you're good. But anyway, so he's Meramis to us. What's the Iker Midah of Leil HaSeder? Okay? The Iker Midah of Leil HaSeder, of the Midah Salyonos. I mean, what was the Midah that brought about Yitzias Zrayim? Shenucha le'orer gam ata, in Pesach, the Nikud is that we're reawakening, right? The Oros that happened then. You want to move the Seder a little bit, right? The Oros that happened then. We're reawakening them on Leil Seder. Okay, Vine goes like this: Midas Chachma Nikras Kodesh, Ubina Nikras Kadosh. Okay, so in the Sfiros, right? We have Chachma and Bina. So Chachma represents the Zachor, Bina represents the Nekeva. Okay, so. Das and Kesser go together, right? Das is the Chitzonius of Kesser. L'chaim, okay? So it goes like this. Chachma, so Chachma is called Kodesh, and Bina is called Kadosh. And he's going to get that here also as to why, right? Why is one Kodesh, why is one Kadosh? Any ideas? It's interesting.
Which one's which?
Kodesh is Chachma, Kadosh is Bina. Hey, we're going to get to it at the end, don't worry. We're going to get to that. But it's cool to understand that there's a difference between the two, okay? So we see that. So we know we have Keser, Chachma, Bina, okay? So Chachma is called Kodesh.
I'm not gonna lie.
Bina, don't worry, is called Kadosh. But the highest Midah of all is called Keser. V'halyona shalein Keser alyona elam yuchalios nikres Kadesh. So look at this. You have Kodesh and Kadosh, but the highest one of all them, the root of them, is Kadesh, okay? For that whole introduction now, it's Kedadi, you just know that. The root of everything is called Kadesh. Lashon Mikor HaKedusha, what it represents, it's the Mikor, it's the Shorish of all Kedusha. Shu Olam HaSasum V'Nelam Nikra Ayin. It's called the hidden world. It's called like the highest world, right? The holiest thing in the world is Kedusha, right? It's right. That's the best holiness. So the Shorish of Kedusha is called the place of Kaddish, okay? And that's called Ayin, which means we've spoken a lot about that. Ayin is Bittel, it's Anava, right? Al She'ef Shaliyos Bo Shem Asaga. Because you can't mean like Kodesh. You could understand a little bit someone who's Kodesh, but by Kaddish, it's so high you can't even understand. You can't grasp it. Right? Yilachain Haisa Hagaula Davka Ayde Moshe Shaya Anav Ma'od. Right? What do we say about Moshe Rabbeinu? He's called the Anav Ma'od Mikodam. Why? Because he was holding that place called Ayin. That's why the Gul of Mitzrayim. Right? Again, the beginning. The way it works is the beginning of something is always the first thing you do is always rooted. Everything's rooted in the beginning. Okay. So now, why is it called Kadesh? What do we say? What does Kadesh represent? Kadesh represents the root of all Kedusha, right? And that's the ore of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what we're tapping into, Leil Seder. We're not Kadosh. We're tapping into the Shorish of it.
Yeah, because we need that to counteract. I'm going to guess here, but we need that to counteract the 49 levels of Tumah.
Okay, good. That's a good thought, for sure. Right? Vanela Mishmo b'miloihu me'ayin. That goes like this. So we said Moshe Rabbeinu had that midah of ayin, right? Which means he had that midah of a such great anava. So we go like this. If we take the word Moshe b'miloi, so mem is mem mem, okay? Shin is shin yud nun, okay? And hey is hey aleph. So what are the letters that are the miloi of Moshe's name? I mean, not mem shin hey. What are the inside letters?
You know?
No, mix them up. What do you got?
Come on. Yud.
No. May Ayin. Right? And that's the Onakuda. What do you say? S-A-N-I. S-A-N-I. Mem. Aleph, Yud, Nun.
Oh, I mean, I am in Aleph.
Shabbos. Right? So, very good. So, Chevra, that's the Nakuda. And what do we say? Shir Lamas, Esai Nai Elohim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Right? And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu is, that place of Ayin. That's why he's the one who's goes to Zohar to take us out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because he had such great Anava. Dafka, through his Anava, he was Zohar to bring down this ore of Gula. Right? I mean, that like this. You can't just choose any Joe Schmo off the street and say, you know what, you take out the nation. Why do you choose Moshe? Because Moshe was such an Anav, which is a cool claw in the world. The world, the way the world works normally, is that the greater you are, right, the more successful you are, more people know about you, then you're like a great person. In the world of Torah, it's opposite. The more you make yourself batal to Hashem, and the more you work on Anava, the greater you become in the world. Right? Shisham rachmim gemurim b'li tarubas din. V'lachein, we say like this, Ana Hashem malta nafshi. Right, Ana Hashem, Hashem, please save my soul. So, Chevra, what are the first letters of Ana Hashem malta nafshi? And Hashem starts with a yud.
May ayin.
Right, may ayin. So, what do you see? Ana Hashem malta nafshi, save my soul, save me. Comes from where? May ayin. Now, when a person works on anava, you work on making yourself an ayin to Hashem, then what? Hashem can save you. Hashem lifts you up. Right, so now it goes a little bit deep, but Chevra, it's good to know this exists. Umisham nimshach ha'arel chol ha'tes midos she'achrev az nigalu Yisrael. So we know, how many spheres are there? 10. Okay, you guys have to know this, right? Keser chachma bina.
Chesed, gevura.
Teres, hod.
Hod,
ve,
machos. Oh, what's number 9, Chevra?
Shem yichud, kutshab yichud.
No, it's not true.
Nesach, hod.
Sod.
Oh! And, last one. That's a good one, you got it. Yeah, Malchus, good.
Malchus.
Okay, so now say it again.
Oh, I forgot the first five. I
don't know. Ah, you skipped. Okay, good. No, so good. Keser Chachma Bina, Chesed Gvura, Tveres, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. Right? Yeah. Kachav, Chagat Nehim. Okay, that's it.
You got. I still don't know what they said for.
Okay, goes like this.
What is it? Kachav
Chagat Nehim. Okay, goes like this now, right? Now it goes like this. We said before, where does the or, Chevra, where does the or of Yetzias Mitzrayim come from? It comes from Kadesh, which is what? Kadesh represents Keser. So that means there's 9 underneath them, okay? Zeshkas of Kadesh. Ima Kola Gematria Tes Pamim Ma. Okay? What Ma represents, Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anav? Because he said about himself, Venachnu Ma. What are we? So you take Ma times 9, which is all the 9 spheros, Gematria, what? Gematria Kadesh. The Ramos Shagula Hai Saideh Shinimsha Hara Meamida Sha'ayin Uma. That Dafka through the Anava, that's what created the Gula. Lachain Hates Midos Vamida Shachre Hu Chachma Koachma, right? What's the first Mida? So you have Keser then Chachma. So Chachma, Swarm says Osios Koach Ma. Which is what?
The speaker on Friday night said this, yeah.
Right, so what does Kochma represent? Kochma represents that my Chachma is Kochma. What's my Chachma? It's only from Hashem. Right? It represents Anava. So that's the whole, that's where all Mida and all Kodesh comes from, is just Anava. Right? That's it. Right? Only from Anava. Shakoch shel midas ayin uma nimshach ba. Misham nimshach az chol midas. But and then from everything else gets Kiddush from there. So Chevra, we have, what do we say before? We have Kadosh and we have Kodesh. But on Leil Seder, it's so much higher than everything. That's exactly. It goes to the Shoresh, it's called Kaddish. I mean, you don't realize where we're sitting on Leil Seder. We're sitting, it's called Leil Hiskadesh Achag. It's called the night of Kedusha. Right? What the Svarim say, what a tzaddik can pull off the whole year, a regular Joe Shmo like us can pull off on Leil Seder. We have to realize the Chashivas were coming. We're not just tapping in, we're tapping into the Shoresh of everything. Right? Also, I saw last night from Svarim, who says this, Rav Gamliel Rabinovich says, it's called Leil HaSeder. Alright, why is it called Leil HaSeder? Because according to what you do on Leil HaSeder, is the Seder for the rest of your year.
Oh, I heard of that.
That you set up your whole Seder, which means that what? But you could tap in on Leil HaSeder to Kadesh, which is the Shoresh of Kedusha. Right? We say on the Simchas Torah, Ein Kadosh Katorah. There's no Kedusha like Torah. Alright, exactly. So where are you getting that Kedusha of Torah from? From Leil HaSeder. Okay, that's Torah Aleph. From the Heilige, Heilige Rapshitzer. Let me just say, the Heilige, Heilige Rapshitzer.
Heilige, Heilige Rapshitzer.
The Heilige, Heilige Rapshitzer.
Heilige, Heilige Rapshitzer.
There you go. Okay. Ready? Okay, weiter. Ready? Oh, yeah, Shloma Adel Chandis Galel. Sharamez Meizem Makom Balomis Layonim Hayayatim Schever. We're talking about Alomis Layonim. This is what a schus, no? A bunch of losers speaking about big things. right? So what? Where was the makom of Yetzias Mitzrayim? I mean, what place in Shemayim did it come from? Kedei la'orer ha'madrega al-yona hazos shu al-yonam od. To be ma'orer, to awaken that madrega now. Ha'ratzon ha'pasha livra olam. Keinata, so too now. B'Yetzias Mitzrayim, at the time Yetzias Mitzrayim, Orer Yisbarach Shemo Midal Yonazos. Right, the time Yitzias Mitzrayim, which means that what the Siva Shalom says, what does it mean that Yitzias Mitzrayim happened? Right, so you know what's going on Leil Seder. The same oros that occurred on Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim are occurring now. Mamish, you have to know that your mamish. It's not like it happened back then; it's happening now also. Okay.
Oh, Jamie.
Vinis Orer Chesed Elyon Zeh Bekoch Adar Olamos Adol Masiyah. Okay, so it happened from Atzilus to Bria to Yitzir to Asiyah. Vine. Yesh Kodesh, Yesh Kadosh. Okay? So what's the difference in Kodesh and Kadosh? Okay? Yesh Lamar Hefresh, Ki Kodesh HaVav Kodem HaDalad. Right? We see that Kodesh, the Vav is before the Dalad. So let me give you a background, okay? It represents like this. Okay? The word, what does Dalad mean? What does Dal mean? Dal. Dal is... No, that's door, that's Dalet. Dal... No, oh, good, that's also, yeah? But Dal means someone who's low. We say Ozer Dalet. Right, Dal is like a person who's a very low person, right? So we say like this. A Vav goes like this. If Chesed Vur Tveres Netzach Hod Yisod. How many midos is that? Six. Not Malchus, right? Six. So that's Vav. Okay, that's Vav. That represents the Mashpia. And then Malchus is called the Dal. The Dal doesn't have, a poor person doesn't have anything of its own. It's only Mekalba from others. Okay? So now we say like this. You have Kodesh and you have Kadosh. So Kodesh is the Vav before the Dalid, meaning what Kodesh represents being Mashpia. Okay? Kadosh, you have the Dal before the Vav, so it goes like this. There's sometimes an awakening from above, right? You've heard of this before? It's Rusa de la Ela, it's Rusa de la Tata. For example, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was totally de la Ela, totally from Hashem. So that's Kodesh, okay? Purim is what? Purim is that we awoke, de la, right? So that's Kadosh. Okay, so you have Kodesh and Kadosh. So which one is which? Ba'inyan ki dal lashon fine like this. Utrichal afresh the dechar. Uksha vav kodem adav. When the vav is for the dal, that's isru delela. But when the dal is for the vav, that's delatata. So what's going on Leil Seder? V'tevas kadosh mor al soros delatata shel mekalbim. Vine. L'chol elu habesis orus yish madreg aliona. For these two madregos of kodesh and kadosh, there's an even higher level. You know what that higher level is? Ah, and that's called kadesh. What? It's before a vav dalit. It's before any of that's happening. It's just Kadesh. Meaning what? Kedua, Shetevas Bas Gimel, whenever you have a Teva, that's Gimel Osios. Osios Nechshevas L'mekor, represents the Shor, right? The Shoresh of all words. For example, you have Amira. What's the Shoresh?
Amar.
Amar. You have Shriva. What's the Shoresh? Shachav. You have... Give me another word. Achila. Acha. So any three letters... right, exactly. So three letters represents the Shoresh and Mekor. So what do you have? Now you have Kadesh. How many letters is Kadesh? Which represents the Makor of all Kedusha. So again, proving it again, is that what's happening on the night of Leil Seder?
Because it's the three, it's Keter.
It's a Shoresh. Don't go that far, no? But good. Yeah? Right? La, right? But that's Chever, but this is the Nakuda. Very good thinking about that. It's a good thing. Right? So what's happening in Leil Seder, again, just to prove it, is that it's not, you're not holding by like, Stam thing. You're holding by the Makor, the Shoresh of Kedusha. Right, you're going back to the Shoresh, right? And that's what's happening. That's what's being mashpia down to us. All you have to do is you have to prepare and you have to show up. And that's what's being given over to you on Leil Seder. Right? It's a great night of chasadim. That's why Kadesh, right? Basically, goes like this. That the malach of chasad is called Michael. Okay? So now we said before, there's four basic olamas. Atzilus, Bri, Yetzir, and Asiya. So Michael is being mashpia chasadim to all four of those olamas. So what's Michael times four? Michal is 101. Kaddish. Perfect. And that's what's happening, Chevra. On Leil Seder, that's what's being had. It's a night of total chasadim. That's why you don't even lock your doors on Leil Pesach. Right? You say Halel on Leil Seder. Right? It's called Laila Kiyom Yair. It's not even nighttime. It's daytime. Right? We're holding by the shores of all Kedusha. Okay? So that is number two. Let's do...
Question? Why...
Question? Or no? Question or no? Question or no?
Why is Zach? Why is Zach not a
chaburah? Because Zach's outside. Yeah, what's up? Zach, what's up? Oh yeah, Shomer Kadesh. What else is Kadesh? Yeah, what's up?
Why is it that when Mashiach comes, we won't have Pesach anymore?
Too deep. Oh yeah, Shomer Kadesh. I'll answer after. We only have 14 minutes. Find me right after. I'll answer your question. Okay. Oh yeah, Shomer Kadesh. There's another Torah in Zerah Kodesh in Parshas. Bereshis Noach Lecha in Vayetze, where he speaks about this in the Kudah. So I'll answer. I'll remind me to show it to you right after. Okay. Oh, you should mark Kaddish. So again, why do we say Kaddish? Baruch Hashem. 14 minutes. Okay. The pasuk says in Paras Kedoshim says Kedoshim to you. Haperush. What does Kedoshim to you mean? What it means is Muchanim to you. That you should be prepared. You should be making yourself to be Kabbalah. Right, milashon ayeh hakadisha velo yeh kadish. Kain perish kedoshim to you. Shetiyu muchanim lios kli lekabalato. What it means kedoshim to you, that what doesn't mean that you have to be kadosh. It means that what you should be a proper kli to be able to mekabel all the brachos of kedusha that are going to come down. Okay. Why ki kadosh ani? Because Shem says because I'm kadosh. Shani muchan tamid lashpia lachem kol tov. Because I want to be mashpia unto you. Right. So that's the nekuda. So what does Hashem say? Hashem says the following pass. He says, listen, Hashem says, ki kadosh ani. I'm the shoresh of all the kedusha. So what's your job? Your job is that what you can't be kadosh like me. What you could do is what you can prepare yourself to make yourself kalim to be makabel the kedusha that I want to give over to you. That's what kedusha means, okay? Ki ha'adam, tzarech lios kli lekabel. You have to be a kli, right? You have to make yourself into a kli. Vasiyas atzmo kli lekabel hu, aidei tikon midosav. Yashlim atzmo behem. The way, how do you make yourself a kli to mekabel all the brachas Hashem wants to send down? Is by fixing your midos. You name your midah you have to fix. Anyone has to fix? Exactly, anger. Yeah?
Jealousy.
Very good.
Exactly, just stole mine.
Double jealousy.
Gneva.
Gneva. Rafi.
Hatred.
Rafi. Spring training. Rafi.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hakana. Okay, very good. Yeah. Okay, let's go. Midos, you have your. No, don't get started ever. Right?
Vinek.
Vinek Siv. That's not his preparation, right? Vinek Siv. Yes, it says, El Motziyam Mitzrayim. That El took you out of Mitzrayim. So what's El represents? When we say on Yom Kippur, we say the Yigil Mitzrayim. Right? What are the 13 Mizrachim? Hashem. Oh, yeah, good. So what's the first? So what's the first of the Yigil Midos? Yes. Okay, good. What was the first of the Yigil Mizrachim? Rabbi, what was the first? Good. Kel. So Kel is the shortest of the Yigil Mizrachim. Okay. Kishen Kel who Mirishon Yigil Mizrachim. What we said before. Haklahu Shaharishon Hu Kolokulam. That the Rishon, the first of everything, has everything within it. Right? Venimsa Shanishva Mishem Kel, the Chol Yigim Mizrachim. So what do we see? That the Shem Kel sends down to all the Mizrachim. First of all, what does the Shem Kel represent? Pasuk Dilem says, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. Right? So Kel represents a Midah of Chesed, okay? Now it goes like this. Vine. Yud Gimel Pamim Kel. What's Gematria? 13 times 31. Kel times 13, right? Because let me just give you a background. Hold on. Because wait,
493 is 403.
Okay, yeah. Good. Hold on. No. Listen, let me explain to you why, okay? Because Kel is all the Yigil Mizrachim have Kel within it, okay? So you have 31 times 13. What do we get?
403.
With the Kolal's Gematria Kadesh, right? And that's what Leil Seder is. Kadesh is what? It's going to the Shoresh of the Yigil Mizrachim. Which is everything we daven for in Yom Kippur, no? That's like the whole goal of it, right? V'ramaz shehotzami Mitzrayim haya. So how did Hashem take us out of Mitzrayim? Aydei shenishba mishem kel. V'chol yigil mizrachmim uvo misham rachmim al-Yisrael. So what Hashem tapped into that night was the shem kel, and that's where the gula came from. V'ramaz v'tevas kadesh sheagam ata. That even now, Kol Adam Muchan the Kama Chasadim Yigil Mizrachim. That is not just then that was occurring. That's every single person now. I mean, you could tap into that. Shelikulam Nishba Mishem Kel. Vize Aide Sheyashim Atzo VYidme Midosav Laboris Baruch Mahu Racham. So how do you tap into that? Or how do you tap into that on Leil Seder that comes down to you? The way you tap down to that is what? Working on your midos. That just the Hashem has mercy, so too me. So that Hashem doesn't speak Lashon Hara, so too I don't speak Lashon Hara. That it's working on our midos. When we work on our midos, we bring down those oros of those shemos. I mean, but a person has to realize this also. You have to realize that Leil Seder, you're not just a stam person, right? You're mamash a big person. Again, we're not holding by olamos. We're not holding by all these different things. What it is, but a person wants to be holding by deeper in yonim to know what's going on a little bit. No,
yeah.
You can't tell me anyone who doesn't want to be there. But that's what you—that's the ability you have in the El Seder. You're tapping in, Chevra, to the Shoresh of Kedusha. Right? The Shoresh. I think I saw something nice in here just to give us a little chizuk for going into it.
That's my safe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You were Megalis. Chevra, just to see what Gamliel Rabinovich says. Umuva b'sifrei tzadikim. Tamidei Maran Bal Shem Tov, Shalel Pesach, Nikra B'Shem Seder. It's called Seder. Why? Mishim Shu Osa Levi Seder L'Choli Mos Hashana. Because it sets up the Seder that you're going to have the whole entire year. Ukefi Han Hagaso B'Seder L'El Pesach. According to how you act and how you prepare and how you do your things on L'El Seder. Kach Yeh Han Hagaso B'Choli Mos Hashana. Your whole year is going to be rooted in that. Val Pizeh, Ef Shalomer. Therefore, now it's possible to say. Person who taps into what's going on a little bit. That you think about what's going on. Right? You try to figure out why is there such big inyan going on here. Right? You could be the whole year could have kavanos. So this is talking about inyanim in Kabbalah. Right? But we're talking about our madriga is that what you could tap into deeper inyanim. You could tap into finding out deeper inyanim in Gemara. Right, deeper in the halacha to understand it. That I don't just have to read an art scroll or listen to a shir on my Torah and okay, that's my learning. I can learn it myself. I get deeper into the sugyas. Right? It all comes from L'El Seder. Because you're not tapping into to branches, you're tapping into the shoresh hadavar. Right? So b'schus the Eliezer Rapshtzer and also b'schus the Avram Chaim Brim is your tzedis tonight. You're still going to tap into the shoresh of Kedusha. Right? Kadesh Urchatz Karpas Yachatz. Right? While we're at, we'll learn one more Torah, yeah? Only because it's Givadik. We need a big one.
Yeah, that's all you get.
Oh, come on.
So last night, Rafa,
okay, right? So what's... First we say Kaddish, then what's the second one?
Urchatz.
Urchatz. What does Urchatz mean?
Wash your hands.
No. Turning over. Taking.
Gamish lomar Urchatz. Lashon.
Be washed.
Oh, no. Gamish lomar Urchatz. Lashon bitachon. Right, Urchatz Lashon of Bitachon. Like, what do we say? Oybeyana.
Rachitz.
So, what does Rachitz mean?
Where that word was.
Right, so now you know what is that? Right. You think it Beyana Rachitz. What does that mean? So, what does Rachitz mean? Nusach Berech Shimei Beyana Rachitz. What Rachitz means, what? It means Bitachon. Okay, so it says, what does it mean, Urchatz? Ki ayide habitachon vaamuna shlema yecholin lirchotz migululim vizuamas. Right, because what urchat means two things. One, it means to wash off, and it also means what? Also means bitachon. It means bitachon. So what's the balance? You're sick, right? What's the balance, Deborah?
Yes.
What's the balance? The balance is bitachon. Is it bitachon or is it washing off? The answer is that it's both. Is that when a person works in amuna, when you work on bitachon, what happens?
It cleans your soul.
Ah, cleans your soul. Perfect. It cleans you off. That's why. What's gematria Lel Seder?
42.
So it goes like Lel. Yeah, crazy, no?
70.
Lel is gematria 70, and Seder is what? Is 264.
What?
I'll show you right there. Yeah. Seder is 264.
334.
New? 334. So 334. Gematria Lel Seder is gematria 334. It's gematria exactly. Amuna b'miloy. That Amuna and it shlemus. Fill up the whole shame of Amuna, right? That's Gematria Lel Seder. Because that's what you can tap into. Tap to real Madrigas of Amuna. Real Madrigas of Primis. However, this is the opportunity we have coming up in less than 20 days. Much less than 20 days. What an opportunity. What a schus, no? We're already holding by. Today is Chafei Adar. Today is already Chaf Vav. Big days. It's almost Perm already. Wow.
Are you guys coming back?
It's almost Perm.
Are you
Achanos? Achanos.
It's crazy, by the way.
It's Perm. It's Zochre El Oros of Pesach, B'siyat Dishmaya.